we're doing Teriyag Mitzvot, Chazal instituted that a person who is Tamei Keri, who has had an emission, either because he was with his wife or had an emission not with his wife, so he should go to mikvah. In the time when we had holy foods, when we had the temple, so in order to eat the holy foods or go to the temple, a person would have to go to the mikvah. The Torah gives us a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. Today, though, we don't have that, so we don't have a biblical obligation for men to go to the mikvah, but the rabbis instituted that one should maintain purity when he can for his prayer, for his learning Torah. And so when a person goes to mikvah, he should have in mind, I'm really fulfilling the rabbinic institution to maintain purity. And this is based on the biblical commandment that when a person is defiled, he shouldn't enter the camp, he shouldn't enter the holy camp. So even though technically a person never has to go to mikvah, the rabbis didn't obligate us, it's not a din d'rabbanan anymore. The rabbis saw that people couldn't live up to this. But technically, when we do go, we're fulfilling an ancient rabbinic institution that's not obligatory anymore. A person does not have to go to mikvah ever in his life, a man. But it is a good idea. In preparation for Shabbos, in preparation for Yom Tov, it's a good thing to do. Maybe Yom Tov more than Shabbos, because the Torah gives us a mitzvah to enter the holidays in a pure fashion. And that's why we have the custom to go to mikvah before Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and before the holidays. Yeah? A good thing to do. It's not obligatory. There were rabbis who held that it's din drabanan, you should even make a bracha on it. This goes back about a millennium. We didn't rule like them. Shulchan Aruch, we just say it. Some have the custom, and it's a good custom. And the idea behind it is what we said, to enter the holidays in purity. When a person is going to daven musaf on Shabbos, so you should have in mind, I'm fulfilling the rabbinic institution to pray musaf corresponding to the musaf sacrifices that were brought on Shabbos, and in doing this, I'm fulfilling the biblical commandment to do what the rabbis instituted. When we make kiddush Shabbos morning, so a person should say, I'm preparing to fulfill the rabbinic institution of making kiddush on Shabbos morning. Technically, the Torah only expects of us to do kiddush Friday night, when Shabbos enters, sanctify the day. The rabbis instituted that not only at night, but by day also, we want you to make a kiddush. What's the kiddush by day? Take a cup of wine or grape juice and say, Borei Pri Hagafen. You don't have to say anything more than that. We have a custom to read psukim before we say it. The rabbis wanted to make us feel like it's an important kiddush. They called it Kiddush Rabba, the great kiddush, even though technically it's not a great kiddush. It's just the opposite. It's a kiddush that's not so important. It was a rabbinic institution. The Torah says, make kiddush when Friday night enters, when Shabbos enters, sanctify the day. The rabbi said, we want you to make kiddush in the morning as well. Based on the secrets of the Zohar, he quotes that there's a deeper understanding as to why it is called Kiddush Rabba, the great Kiddush, the Kiddush that we make Shabbos morning. But technically, the psukim that we quote in advance are just psukim couch the Kiddush, but technically all the Kiddush is taking a cup of grape juice and wine and saying, Bor Pri Hagafen, that you honor the day by drinking a good beverage. Shabbat Shalom.